Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome to the Sunday special episode of the U Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. Always good to be back here with a Sunday special episode with you, Jordana, right?
Of course. People are really liking these. I really like them. I think they're like, again, just the perfect one to like send to anyone that you feel like could have remotely a similar problem. And they're just entertaining, quick, fun.
Bite size. Send it out. Share. It's a perfect Sunday activity to, you know, commiserate with a friend. Let's get to it. Let's do it. You ready?
Let's do it. All right. Hey, Jordana and Jared. I hope you're both riddled with less November 4th anxiety than me this morning. We are recording this on November 11th. And thank you in advance for even reading this email, let alone responding to it. I love the podcast and just had an interaction earlier this week that I'd love your insight on. I matched with this guy, let's call him Ben, which is not his real name, last Friday on Hinge. We had great text vibes right away, chatting, banter, you know, the drill. We continued texting on Saturday and made plans to get drinks on Monday night. Monday arrives and I don't hear from Ben until 5:45 when he eagerly confirms the date, apologizes for the delayed confirmation after a busy workday, and gives me two bar options. We decided on one and he makes a reservation for 8 p.m., which was great. We had what I thought was an objectively good time. We spent a few hours at the bar drinking and chatting, and when we left, we made out on a street corner, LOL, and decided to walk back to his place so I could meet his dog and partake in some Levain cookies. If you know, you know. Those are very popular cookies in New York City. They just opened one in Williamsburg, and I'm very happy about it.
Also, this sounds like it sounds like when someone puts a pie out to, like, catch someone.
I hate this dog thing.
The dog and the cookies. He's like, come meet my dog. Plus,
so
I got
innocent
cookies. Like, also, there's a gold brick if you come back. Like, this all feels very trickstery. Like, I'm not trying to accuse anyone of anything, but it's like there's a cheesy hump. There's a corny cheesy hump that he has gone over for me. Like,
I hate the dog thing. It happens all the time.
Does it really?
People use these dogs to, like, get women back to their apartment. I mean, like, it should be like, or they should report it to dog social services, because I think that, like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, like, the dog is like, I roll my eyes at it. But then also, I got cookies, fresh baked from Levain. It's like, dude, what are you, like, this is like almost, like, if she wasn't attracted to him, it would be creepy. It would be stalkerish. It would be like, you'd be like, get away from me. Like, if there was a guy with a cute puppy and a plate of Levain cookies that was just, like, gross and weird and creepy looking, you'd be like, wow, he's trying to catch women.
Right.
Like this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The dog thing is, like, so obvious. It's like,
Yeah. This is all obvious. Okay. Yeah.
When we got back to his place, his roommate was around and we all hung out for a few hours until finally the roommate went to bed. It was maybe 2:30 a.m. at this point, and I'm firmly not a night owl, so I was past my prime. Ben and I partook in a wholesome couch makeout where our clothes stayed on entirely. Around 3 a.m., I said I should go home. He was like, you're welcome to sleep here, but gave me this look that said, I'm nervous you think we're going to do more than make out, which I took as a cue to call an Uber.
You can stay here if you want. I got extra cookies in the bed.
I think she's really projecting that what that look meant.
Yeah.
It meant I'm nervous that you want to stay over, that I'm nervous for you to stay over and think that we're going to have, and you think that I want to do more.
Yeah. What does that even mean? Like, I'm nervous that you think we're going to do more. Like she was going to fuck him.
I think she's saying that he was nervous that she would think that he is implying that they would be doing more if she stayed over.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
As I called the Uber, he said, don't leave. And I thought to myself, what is happening here? But wanted to sleep in my own bed. So proceeded to call an Uber and head home. Then on Tuesday afternoon, I shot him a quick thanks for last night text and made a joke that referred to a conversation we had about red flags. Dating is so weird. I don't know. And he didn't reply for a while. I chalked that up to be it being election day and shit being beyond weird. I woke up the next day, which is today, to his reply, and I am so confused. Screenshots are below. I guess my question is, why do people send mixed signals like this? Is it a drunk goggles problem, or am I so dazzling in real life that he was like, maybe I want more? And then when he processed the next day, realized that wasn't the case? Or is it another way of saying, I'm just not that into you? And finally, what is it? What is with this, are you interested in being friends thing? Like, I have friends, but this guy was nice and fun. Should I be his friend? Will that go somewhere? Help. Thank you in advance for your consideration.
I like this emailer. I just want to say that to begin with, because I think they're a nice person and I like that they enjoy the show. But she has written in as if she is firmly the star of a movie that is going on. Like,
well, that happens to a lot of us. So that's why I thought this was relatable.
Well, just the idea of like, don't leave. And I thought to myself, what is happening? He wants to fuck you. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
right.
Then I shot him a quick thanks for last night, made a joke that referred to the conversation we had about red flags. Dating is weird. No, you had a normal conversation. None of this is abnormal.
Well, here's the thing with, I think, when you're out there dating in somewhere like New York City, I think that you get put into one of two categories, and one is like naive, like this girl, or cynical, which is the other side of the spectrum. So it's really hard to toe the line between like, I have a realistic sense of what is going on here, and I have like a completely like objective view towards it, or I'm delusionally thinking this guy is like in some love rom-com that I'm the star of, or sure. I'm like, well, like, of course, you know, of course he wanted me to stay. He just wanted to have sex with me. Like, do you know, like the angry New Yorker.
Yeah, I guess we kind of did it when we're like Levain cookies and puppies. Like, of course, this guy's trying to get you to this place to fuck you. And it's like, I guess he is. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I just the idea that she's like, oh, what's happening right now?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Do we want to read the text?
Yeah, let's read the text, and then I think okay. We'll get a little more color on the situation. So okay. I'll be her, you be him. She writes, hello, thanks again for the drinks and snacks and good vibes last night. I hope there weren't too many red flags you learned about me.
Hey, blank. I had fun last night. You're a cool cat, and I think Arnold loves you. Arnold must be the dog.
I
ended up arriving there later than you, sweaty emoji. I do feel I gave some mixed signals last night. It's late, I'm stoned, but here's my internal therapy session.
Ugh, this guy's the worst.
Oh my God, this guy. I mean, get ready, listeners, because this text is going to go. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
I mean, anything that starts with, it's late, so he's texting back. She texted him at 2:30 p.m. He gets back at 2:30 a.m. with, hey, blank, I had fun night with you. You're a cool cat, and I think Arnold loves you. Sorry, I ended up arriving there later than you. I do feel I gave some mixed signals last night. It's late, I'm stoned, but here's my internal therapy session with a semicolon. So now he's about to go. Okay.
Right. This already gives me the vibe of someone who's very egocentric.
Someone who thinks highly of themselves, absolutely.
And their thoughts.
Yeah, this guy sounds like he knows he's good looking. He's got a dog. I have a theory that only good looking dudes get dogs. Like they're like, I'm so good at being good looking, but I don't have a personality, so I'm just gonna get a dog to go with it. Like I've never met like an ugly fat dude who has a dog to get women. I just don't think and I'm putting myself in this group. I don't think my confidence was ever high enough to be like, oh, I'll get this dog and I'll just get all these women to fuck. Like that it was never like I was never a dog away from fucking. Is my opinion. So it's always I always think that these are hotter men who think they're a dog away from sealing the deal. That's why I kind of roll my eyes at them.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I know that many guys with dogs who are like single. But
I'm thinking of one in particular in my head, and I'm like, yeah, he has the dog and goes to the park, and oh, that's how I meet women. Like you're not fucking Hitch. Like right. You know, like get the fuck out of here. Okay, so here's his internal therapy session. You ready?
Is the world ready for his thoughts? I'm ready.
I joined Hinge on Rosh Hashanah.
That's the best way to start your internal monologue.
I mean, well, and it's also like, you know, it's him reminding her he's a nice Jewish boy.
Right. This is like, a very New York election day text.
I joined Hinge on Rosh Hashanah because that day I had a Zoom call with old camp friends and I was sad to have not kept up with them at all. I don't cry often, but I did on Rosh Hashanah, which he put RH, which go fuck yourself.
Abbreviates that to that.
No.
Ever.
It's Rosh or it's the full word.
Yeah. Restoration Hardware is RH.
Exactly. I don't cry often, but I did on RH because I felt like I'd forgotten how to be an extrovert. And that's a new sensation for me. Riley and another friend took my phone and made me a Hinge and said, go talk to girls and be social. I edited the profile later that day because they put embarrassing photos, like the stash which stayed. That being said, I'm truthfully not looking for a relationship, but I totally would be into being friends more platonically. I didn't know if you're into that, but I really did enjoy hanging out with you last night.
Smiley face.
Smiley face. And then he sent a picture of
two streets intersection. It says the intersection of Hope Street and Keep Street.
Is that him telling her to keep hope?
I don't even know. Maybe.
Are you doing okay?
If he does, that's the worst.
I mean, everything about this is the worst. Then he writes, are you doing okay election-wise? I spent tonight glued to rotating sources of news, primarily John King's magic board, and staring at data on my laptop. Also, holy fuck, I ate entirely too many cookies in lieu of biting my nails.
All right. This guy sounds like very annoying.
I mean, they both sound like they're both the star of the movie. They both think that they're the lead character.
That never works. Only one person can be the lead.
There's one lead and one kooky friend. Everything about this says that he is writing his own script. He's the star of the movie. It's all him.
Do you buy it?
No, I don't buy any of it. He's speaking in terms that are everything he wrote is allowed by the conversation that's going on. So like I specifically don't like he's not being real. None of this is real. When you mention
he thinks he's being or he thinks to himself at least that he's being like
he thinks Mr. he's pulling Cole a fast on this guy. One. Yeah, he's impersonating what has been socially allowed. This isn't a real person. This isn't a person being vulnerable. He's impersonating someone he knows is allowed to exist in the world today. I'm biting my nails during the election. This is the shit that people were saying online, and everyone was saying it. I'm biting my hands, but I've had too many cookies. I eat too much. Again, it's like this faux...
Personality.
faux personality, faux like self-deprecating. I had too many cookies because, there's an amount that you're not allowed to have a lot of cookies. And John King, his magic board. These are all the jokes I saw online. These are all the conversations I saw online. He is in tow with a conversation, which means he's not having a conversation at all. So the idea of like being friends, he's trying to stay nice enough so that you can always be in his phone as someone he can keep reaching out to, who knows he can make out with if that ever comes up again. He's not going to make another effort. The friends thing is bullshit. He doesn't want you as a friend. He wants you as someone that he knows likes him, that he can keep on the phone for the if and when.
So is that what guys mean when they say the friends thing? Is that like
the friends thing is a way of getting out of having to take you on dates while still texting you?
Okay,
you know, like sense. He doesn't want to have any, because there's
open
a point
to hooking up.
You could text with a friend for a year and never see them. They're just your friend. You text.
Why does he want to text her though?
I'm saying because then he'll hook up if it comes up and it's convenient for him.
Right.
He's got the dog and the cookies. Do you want to see the dog again? Like, here's the thing with, like, they met on Hinge. Is that where they met? When you meet on a dating app, you own a thought in that person's head. You own the thought of, this person thinks I'm hot. Then they went on a date, and he also owns the thought of, she will come over. She will make out. She will stay till 4:30 in the morning. So now he knows all that. That goes into a file, and now he goes, listen, I would love to keep you as a friend. Biting my nails during the election, and he just keeps up this fake persona, which isn't even real, and it's not even vulnerable, because he's just saying things that he knows in New York City, as a Jew, he's most likely to agree with someone on those topics.
Right.
Like, it's all infuriating to me.
Yeah, if I were her, I would be like, okay, thanks. I would reply to this whole text exchange with, okay, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. Game over.
And then, like, that's it. I wouldn't reply to any of his texts about, you know, the election. Like, you don't give a shit. He doesn't care how you're feeling in regards to the election.
No. And she says, why do people send mixed signals like this? There's no mixed signal. He would have fucked you that night. That's why he asked you to stay. Now he knows that you'd probably fuck. So he's going to keep you on the phone as a friend until there's a night where he's out with friends and maybe you send him a text. He wants to keep this as friendly as possible.
Do guys do that, though, and at the same time think that they're being kind of deceptive, or does that not even occur to them, or do they know and doesn't care? They don't care.
I don't know if he knows he's being deceptive. I think he thinks he's... I guess he does know he's being deceptive.
Or,
I
like,
think
manipulative in some ways.
Yeah, I think he thinks he's... I think he thinks he's hot shit. I think he thinks he can hook up with a lot of women, and I think he's texting a lot of women, and like the idea that he's telling her that he cried on that night because the camp friends, and he's usually an extrovert. Like, right. This is all an impersonation. This isn't real.
Yeah, cried on that night part is so lame. It's like,
it's so lame, and he thinks that's gonna get him, that makes him more human, but really it makes him more of a robot. Like, it doesn't even,
right, like simulating emotions.
You're simulating emotion. And also, you went on one date with this person. So to say that to someone, it's like almost like you're letting them in, but you're not letting them in.
Right. This is so much worse, I think, than being like, hey, like, I had a lot of fun the other night. I'm not really looking for anything serious. But I wish you like all the best.
No, this is way worse, because this is him trying to be like, no, I'll just like, I want to keep you around without any further investment.
Right. And I want to project this image of like, I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. I celebrate Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. I want to put this up.
I care about the election.
Yeah, exactly.
I cry.
I bite my nails. I'm John King. He's just you. This is, remember how I always called it like millennial Mad Libs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is to me like liberal Mad Libs. Like he's just going along with things he knows he's got a 90% chance of her agreeing with him on all of these subjects.
Right. I agree. I think he's full of shit. And to her, I would say, be a little more cynical.
Yeah. She
don't
needs
get
a little
too
bit more.
Don't get too hard. That's what I'm saying. It's a tough. Yeah, it's a tough hard line. I get it. I remember towing it both ways, where you're like, you know, like delusionally optimistic versus like bitter, cynical bitch. Find your place in the middle.
You got to find your place in the middle. But like, it's so funny how people are who they are. Like the dog thing, cheesy. Levain cookies, cheesy. You know, then his text. It's just all in line. It all makes sense. Like, this is all so fake. And maybe this guy figures it out, or maybe he finds someone as fake as him, and they're the couple that goes out and posts on Instagram. They're the couple you make fun of. Like, he's going to end up finding someone as shitty as him that buys all this shit. That's putting out their own version.
Shit, and then he puts up the anniversary post that's, like, obsessed with her.
Yeah, and then, but she's putting out her own version of this, too. There's a female version of this as well. Like, this isn't, there's just, this douche exists in many flavors.
I agree with that.
So, right. Listen, well, we did it again.
This was our Sunday special. We hope we injected the correct dose of cynicism to get you through the week.
Absolutely. Keep sharing. Let people know about these podcasts. These are the perfect ones to share. They're edible. So tag a bitch, tag a friend, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. We'll be back this Wednesday.
Bye. You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Dana Samuel. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPPod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.